This episode of Phone Bill is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hello, you're listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting. Today, from the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Dave Symington, and I am with Simon Paradis.
Hello, everybody. Simon here.
There's Simon.
We are musicians in VAMS, Vancouver's Adapted Musician Society, and we're going to be reminiscing on playlists that meant something to us, you know, listening to music as musicians growing up.
So, Simon, what do you have up on your list?
So, the first group of songs goes to me, and my first song was Ahead by a Century by the Tragically Hip. And the song really made a heavy impact with me when I first heard it. I'm not exactly sure what time frame that would have been, but the surreal image of "that's where the hornet stung me and I had a feverish dream" part of the lyric really resonated with me and kind of followed me around incessantly for a long time. And then when Gord passed away, I remember picking up my guitar and trying to actually play through that song as a proper tribute to for him. And anyway, it's like, you know, whenever I hear that song, there's a bit of a wind that blows through my heart. There's a real longing and a lament in the lyrics that I connect with.
Nice choice.
All right. Well, we'll set it up here and we'll take you for a ride on Ahead by a Century by the Tragically Hip.
First thing we climb a tree, and maybe then we talk, or sit silently and listen to our thoughts. Illusions of someday, cast in a golden light, no dress rehearsal, this is our life. And that's where the hornet stung me, and
disappointment's getting me down.
I'm sure you're all familiar with that. That was Mr. Soul by Neil Young. And I would think that at this time, the lyric, "Stick around while the clown who is sick does a trick of disaster," is pretty poignant given the era we're in right now politically. not to make this a political show. That song really resonated with me very early on because I grew up in a household that had Buffalo Springfield records on it. So I got to hear that kind of rock and roll energy in that song as a very young kid, and then followed Neil Young into his career as a solo artist and was always impressed and amazed. And remember in high school hitchhiking down the Highway 10 in Southern Ontario to go buy tickets to see him and Crazy Horse reuniting at the Maple Leaf Gardens. And so that was another fun teenage adventure with Neil Young as, you know, the spectacle.
Yeah, I guess I was introduced to Neil Young when I left home when I was 17, and I was living in a house with older being in their late 20s, and I was 17, but Neil Young was a prominent fixture on the old record player.
Yeah, no doubt.
I just grew to love him. I mean, that, and that song you picked in particular, I don't know, it tingles through my blood every time I hear that. It's just got such a, I don't know, it just drives. It just pushes full steam ahead, and I just love that kind of feel that he does.
And there's a certain, like, alternative cool to the overall, like, lo-fi sound of the Catcher of that era that gives it sort of like a punk aesthetic before punk was a real thing.
You know, it's kind of got that, I don't know, maybe a little bit of nasty, punky jazz thing going on. I don't know. It just really stands out.
Yeah, it's a really incredible piece of music for sure. So what do you got coming up now, Dave?
Well, I got a song by Sarah McLachlan called Possession. And after that, I'm going to have a song by John Scofield called The Nag. Quite diverse choices there. But Sarah, that particular song and that whole album, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy, just really caught my attention. I mean, the production values and the lyrics and the feel and the precision, I just found remarkable. It was a record I listened to over and over. And that particular song, I was in somewhat of a dark place, which is not uncommon in my life, to be frank. relationship wise anyway. And
oh, right. Okay.
Lyrics in there about, you know, I can't remember them exactly, but kiss you hard and hold you down and just sort of just, you know, fumbling through the darkness kind of, but it just rises out of the ashes. You know, though, I don't know if you remember how the song starts, but it's just got a beautiful feel to the whole song. Very consistent record too.
I had an interesting relationship with Sarah McLachlan in a way, because I remember I came out west from living out east. This would have been before I actually returned east to go to university with Kara. And I had never heard any Sarah McLachlan before I'd come to the West Coast. And then a friend of mine was playing that CD at her cafe. And I remember thinking to myself, I was a young musician at the time and had been playing professionally in London, Ontario, in bands and stuff. And the thing that struck me the most about that that record was it was such a perfect timing for the marriage of the quality of her voice and the production qualities of the time of the recording industry.
Yeah.
You know, that it was like her voice was perfect for the capture of the era of female singers at that time, you know. Hearing the, like, East Coast kind of break in her voice for certain things, that device she had in her melody singing that was so, you know, just it kind of grabbed you and brought you in really intimately inside the song quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I always felt that from beginning to end, it's just one of those records, like, I don't know what to compare it to, like Dark Side of the Moon, you know.
Wow.
It's a whole song, you know, you can listen to it from beginning to end, and there's favorites necessarily, you know, it's all kind of woven together. It's a beautiful creation, you know.
That's great. I'll have to check that out again, audit thing from top to bottom. It'd be interesting to fall back into that sound and see what it's like.
Listen as the wind blows from across the great divide. Voices trapped in yearning, embers trapped in time. The night is my companion, and solitude my guide. Would I spend forever here and not be satisfied? We'll be right back.
So what else have you got on the tap there, Dave?
Well, this is, a lot of you out there may not know John Scofield, and I didn't know him either. And all I knew was that he had an electric band, and he also does acoustic and all sorts of other things, but he's a guitar player, and I had tickets to see him at the Commodore.
Whoa.
And I was just blown away. I mean, this guy has, you can probably help me with this because you're a guitar player. But to me, his style and his sound and his tone.
Oh, man, it's so good and transparent. And he's got such lovely legato phrasing on the guitar. And he can be nasty and biting and witty and jokey and like angular and fusiony. Like sometimes he reminds me of Mark Rabeau. And then other times he reminds me of Robin Ford, you know, like he crosses a huge spectrum of feels.
He really does. He's kind of got who's the other guy I'm thinking about? Michael Stern.
Yeah, they both come from that tradition of having the kind of little bit of watery guitar tones out of that New York school of fusion guitar players.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
I guess these are my 2 songs coming up, and we'll venture into female artists that really made an impact on me. The first one is a song by Joni Mitchell from her Hygira record called Amelia. And once again, not only is the open kind of open-tuned guitar modal chord progression really captivating in this song, but there's such craftsmanship in the lyric that is really remarkable and speaks to what an incredible songwriter Joni was for a period of time across a trajectory of albums. You know, I'm to just stay on the Joni theme, but venture away from the Hygira record. There was definitely a time where I think I played her album Blue pretty much every day for about 6 months when I was living in London, Ontario at one point, probably because I was breaking up with somebody and it was the only record you could listen to that made sense. But yeah, Amelia, there's a line in it about dreaming of the vantage point of being in an airplane and seeing geodesic farms, the descriptor in the lyric. And it always, once again, a lyric that really haunted me. Anyway, so here's Joni.
I was driving across the burning desert when I spotted 6 jet planes, leaving 6 white vapor trails across the bleak terrain. It was the hexagram of the heavens, it was the strings of my guitar. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. That he was here tonight. his sad request of me to kindly stay away. So this is how I hide the hurt as the road leads cursed and charmed. I tell Amelia it was just a false alarm.
Right on. Well, my other tune is also a female artist who I've always admired her, like, rock and roll punk aesthetic, and thought of her as a great front person, and I always really liked her lyrics. And this is a song that I used to play a cover version of with a rock band that I played in London, Ontario when I was 18 and 19. And it's a song called Precious, which has a real kind of edgy rock and roll sort of kick-ass guitar riffs and those great sort of in-your-face punk vocals that Chrissy Hynde could do so well.
I like the way you cross the street, cause you're
precious.
Moving through the Cleveland heat house. Taking that and all the kicks are so precious. But you know I was shitting bricks, cause I ain't
precious.
Make me wanna make me make it on some mean. He skipped the Fifth and Euclid Avenue. Was real precious. Hotel still ain't coming into view. How
precious.
It's a pity that you bruise my hip, cause I'm precious. You shouldn't let your manners slip, you're too precious. Mit mir von, mit mir von, mit mir make it, oh, something. Well, we've been a bound and bound and bound and bound and bound to show it. Oh, we want to do it, do it, do it, do it, do it on the pavement. I'm gonna have a baby. Oh, we want to do it. Oh, we do it all night.
The next artist I am choosing is David Wilcox and the song Bad Apple. I used to see David very frequently at a bar called Dollar Bills in Kingston, Ontario, at the Prince George Hotel. And I was just always blown away by his energy and his unique movement and his style on the guitar and his quirky lyrics and his great band.
Yeah, I think Colin Linden was in that band, which made it like an embarrassment of great guitar playing.
Yeah. They're just so much fun. And, you know, he never, as far as I know, he never made it very big, but Bad Apple was kind of one of his hits, if you like. And, you know, oftentimes a closure or... And, oh, yeah, no, he had another one, Hypnotizing Boogie.
That's it, yeah. And Do the Bear Cat. Was also a big radio hit in Southern Ontario.
So it's just kind of a tribute to him because I just, you know, as I guess we both know, we've played a fair amount, we've gigged a fair amount, we make money doing other things.
Yeah.
You know, but for the real, you know, musician... that's out there working night after night and touring around the country. I just, when I reflect back on it, I just have a lot of admiration for that.
Some people call me a bad apple. Well, I may be bruised, but I still taste sweet. Some people call me a bad apple, but I may be the sweetest apple on the tree. To tell you about my history, people. I've got the notion to tell you about how I came up in the world. Yeah. Now look, I used to go to school and act a clown and fool, and I used to chase the ladies all around. Give me some. I used to spend my money and try at acting funny. Until I hit my nose on the ground. Some people call me a bad apple. Well, I may be bruised, but I still taste sweet. Some
the sweetest apple on the tree. Now my teacher tried to tell me that I could never succeed in the world of business. Yeah, I said, that's okay, teacher. Cause I never did want to give anybody the business, no. But teacher, listen. Teacher, teacher, we got a message for you now. Go like this, teacher. But teacher, you egghead, you think you got the world sewed up. You never did learn how to treat a man. You need to eat a slice of humble pie. And the longer you wait, the worse it's gonna taste. Some people call me a bad apple. Well, I may be bruised, but I still taste sweet. Apple on the tree. It's my time. Hey! I want everybody to listen to me now. It's my time. Hey! And I want everybody to listen to me now. Look, listen to the record. I'll admit I have been lazy and I've been called crazy. In my time I've played and played.
She's a cool help it.
Okay, welcome back. So that was Carol Pope and Rough Trade, High School Confidential. A song that just brings back so many memories for me of that era. And I just felt that Carol always brought this unique arc. I don't know, it was a blend of positivity and darkness, sort of fringing the stage at all times, but just a lot of energy and a lot of creative juice, and really fun to watch perform. I mean, the song, you know, I could have chosen a number of songs again, but that song, because it was a hit, and it's a song that I hum in my head quite often, you know, so there it is. I have to, it's sort of a cathartic act for me to name that tune. It's a healing tune for me. It kind of connects the dots in many ways. Simon, I believe it's your next choice.
Well, yeah, I got a couple of tunes coming up, and they both were huge tunes in terms of getting kicked in the face and going, what the heck is that? You know, like being blown away by music. And the first song is by Jeff Beck, called You Know What I Mean, which was the opening cut on a funky album of his in the 70s called Blow by Blow. And between the years of 1984 and 1986, I had just acquired a Walkman, which was a thing, kids won't know what I'm talking about today, but you used to listen to music on cassette tapes, which was a skinny little kind of ribbony cassette tape that wound on itself. And you'd stick it in these little cassette players and put headphones on and listen to your tapes as you walked somewhere. And I had this entire record on a cassette tape, and I think I listened to it every day going to school, literally for 2 years straight. And so I heard this song every morning after my second cup of coffee. And I just thought it was such a fabulous use of the guitar, so funky and tasty. There was a little blues, there was a little rock, there was a little jazz. You know, it was such a huge influence on the way my brain looked at the function of the guitar at that time in terms of music. And so I couldn't get enough of it. I was sort of addicted to the songs for a couple of years.
Yeah.
As I think I'd previously mentioned when we were listening to the Neil, or for the introduction or talking about the Neil Young song, I was lucky enough to be raised in a house that had a fabulous record collection. And one beautiful piece of vinyl that really knocked me out, partly because I was listening a lot to Eric Clapton in those days when I was a teenager playing electric guitar, was a band called Delaney and Bonnie. And they had a live record. And basically, their band was like the beginning of the Derek and the Dominoes band and the horn players from the Rolling Stones. And Dave Mason was on guitar. And I think a couple of times they toured, George Harrison was the second guitar player. Anyway, they were just a phenomenal white soul funk rock and roll band, as you can hear in that song that played, The Things Got to Get Better. I think from that live record where that cuts from, they might have been the greatest rock and roll band in the world on that day. You know, it was such a tour de force record. Unbelievable. Right on. So what do you got coming up here? We're gonna be saying our goodbyes and playing our last song here. And I think it goes to you, Dave.
Well, tough pick. You know, I pick Edwin Winter in general, but in this specific song, Edgar Winter's White Trash, which was a funky rock and roll horn band. And the show is recorded in one of the Harlem theaters. I can't remember which one now. A well-known theater there. And I just listened to this album. It's a double live album. There's, I think, one side devoted to Tobacco Road.
Right.
It just rocks, and the playing is just incredible. It's funky. It introduced me to Bobby Ramirez, who was their drummer at the time.
Right.
And it just opened my eyes to another style of music and another level of performance and expertise and joy. Really, you know, and I mean, that's it was a guitar player they had, co-wrote most of the songs. Rick, you know, who I'm talking about.
Rock and roll. I don't know the name. I know the times that he shared musical duties with his brother Johnny, but I'm not familiar with the actual core members of the Edgar Winter Group.
Well, Johnny makes an appearance, right. He comes out for one song. Edgar says to the audience, "So people keep asking me, where's my brother?" And he watched. It's such a good live show because you hear him actually plugging his guitar in. You hear the squeal in the amp. It's raw and beautiful, and the audience is just loving it.
So do you get like a 20-minute version of Frankenstein on that?
No, it's pre-Frankenstein.
Oh, wow. Well, there you
go. Oh, yeah. This is before he did any of his solo stuff other than his first album called Entrance, which is a beautiful, jazzy, just a wonderful record. If you haven't caught it, it's and then he had that other song. His first band had that song, Dying to Live.
I'm not familiar with any of those things.
Why am I dying to live if I'm just living to die? And on and on. It's beautiful. I remember he played it on the Merv Griffin show, just solo.
This is a weird song to showcase on the Merv Griffin show. That's hysterical.
But this album, to me, is one of the best live albums of all time.
Oh, wow. Well, I got to look that up, man.
Along with Jake Isles' Full House.
Right.
And the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore.
Right, with the picture of the rough-and-tumble roadies and security on the back of the record.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was was on regular circulation when I was in my early teens to mid-teens, and still, I'm listening to it. And I love the sort of funky drive of this song, so I hope you enjoy it.
Cool. Well,
and with that, we're going to be signing off. And thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Dave Symington. I'm also with the Vancouver Adapted Music Society, which has been around for, we're pushing 40 years now, and we support musicians with disabilities by providing opportunities to play, record, write, jam with people. We find performance opportunities, not at the moment, unless it's online, but we are hopefully going to get back to our normal activities by the spring, or let's hope for the summer at the latest.
Yeah, my name is Simon Parazzi, and I'm also a member of Vancouver's Adapted Musician Society, and it's been great for me in terms of finding opportunities to play with other musicians and meet other musicians who are also in chairs like myself, and have opportunities to play live. And yeah, we hope you've enjoyed the selection of songs and our musings as to why the songs meant something to us. And, you know, keep listening to the radio show going forward and hear what other people have to say about the music that's impacted them.
Get yourself together. Never hang on tight.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.